The House threw out Governor Patrick's $2 billion transportation plan and replaced it with a much more modest version. House Ways and Means Chairman Brian Dempsey called Patrick's plan unrealistic given the economic conditions.
It's our job to now drill down and look carefully at those numbers, Mr. Speaker, to look carefully to determine what can we afford, what's sustainable, what's adequate, what can we do that makes sense, understanding the financial parameters that we have.
Patrick has said he will veto the bill if it reaches his desk unchanged, and there's speculation in the House and Senate if there are enough votes to override the veto. Patrick privately met with about 24 lawmakers in his office in an 11th-hour attempt to negotiate. The House chairman of the Transportation Committee, William Strauss, criticized Patrick's tactics.
Colleagues have said to me that the governor's strategy this morning was the only way he could accomplish compromise is if you killed the bill. If you vote no, in the words of the governor, as they were reported to me, you will allow him to compromise. I myself don't want to play some sort of roulette game or game of chance with the people we represent.
If nothing happens and no bill is passed, MBTA fares would likely shoot up at least 19%, structural deficiencies would go unchecked on some roads and bridges, and few, if any, new projects would go forward. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.